Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Sunday morning, July 27th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned, and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
The Global Council for Tolerance and Peace welcomes France's decision to move toward the recognition of Palestine, stated H.E. Ahmed bin Mohammed Al-Jarwan, president of the council. H.E. Ahmed bin Mohammed Al-Jarwan, president of the Global Council for Tolerance and Peace, praised France's decision to officially recognize the state of Palestine, calling it a bold step towards justice and peace in the Middle East. He emphasized that this recognition is crucial for regional stability and international security, highlighting the Palestinian people's legitimate right. The Council fully supports France's initiative and urges other countries to follow suit in promoting justice, coexistence, and sustainable peace. H.E. Ahmed Al-Jarwan, a prominent diplomat and former president of the Arab Parliament, leads the GCTP in its mission to advance tolerance and peace globally through the International Parliament for Tolerance and Peace and the Foundation for Culture and Religious Tolerance.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.